Reading today in Matthew chapter 5, "And he, seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that do mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." We just came through the Easter season. I've been watching some of the movies and stories that they've been showing on television about the life, about the death, the burial, the resurrection of our Lord. I was much impressed by that. I watched it in different places, and Martha asked me, she said, "Why are you watching the same thing over and over?" But I was so much impressed because I was watching something that I had never really noticed before, that Jesus wanted to show the world that he was a real person. I saw the suffering. I saw the agony. I saw him as he was trying to make the transition between being the Son of God and being the Son of Man. He was struggling with himself. He was faced with issues, and he was faced with problems and situations. But Jesus, being the real Jesus and being as much man as he was God-man, had to project himself in that fashion of life. And he was not only developing a life for himself, but he was positioning himself for a life for you and I. He was trying to show us that he was a real man in real life, but yet he was really the Son of God. You see, the Bible said he bore my sins, he bore my sickness, he bore my pains, he bore my sufferings. And if Jesus was so divine and so heavenly that he couldn't be earthly, then you and I would miss the picture. But Jesus wanted us to know him as the real Messiah, as the real Jesus, as one who was touched by our infirmities, touched by our sickness, touched by our pain. And I was much moved as he began to teach the disciples there on the mountain, which is called the Beatitudes. Let's call it the Be Happy Attitudes. Jesus is going to show the people how to be happy. First of all, he begins by saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." He wanted us to know that we were going to need some help. He wanted us to know that we could not do it alone. He wanted the disciples to know that he would always be with them. You see, the disciples felt on this Easter Sunday morning that they had been forsaken by the one that was teaching and leading and directing and showing them the things and the patterns of life. But Jesus wanted them to know that they will never be alone, that they were always going to need help. And today, you and I need help. You and I need someone to help us through this valley of life. And Jesus said, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the very end." And then in verse 2, he says, "Blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted." You see, I'm really hurting, but I'm going to be able to bounce back. I'm going to be able to face my problem. I'm going to be able to face my situation. Because when I go through the valley, God is going to be in the valley with me. When I'm on the mountaintop, God is going to be on the mountaintop with me. He is saying in verse 3, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." But in my valleys, I'm going to remain calm. I'm going to remain in the situation that I have already overcome my situation. You see, it's not my battle to defeat the devil. It's my battle to believe that the devil has already been defeated. I am the overcomers. Jesus said, because I have overcome the world, ye shall also overcome the world. The Bible teaches that I must wait upon the Lord. He that waiteth upon the Lord, he shall renew his strength. He shall mount up as wings of eagles. He shall run, he shall not grow weary. He shall walk, but he shall never faint. So Jesus is teaching me that I must stay meek within my spirit if I'm going to overcome the world. In verse 4, he finds that Jesus said, blessed are those that are hungry and thirstest after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. I really want to do the right thing. I must do the right thing. If I'm going to accept the right thing in my life, then I must also do the right thing in my life. I must be hungry. I don't know about you, but I get so hungry sometimes for the realization of God. There is times that I pray when my prayers don't really seem like go anywhere. There are times that I go through my valleys and my valleys become very dark. And it sometimes seems that I'm walking all by myself. But have you ever really got hungry and thirsting after righteousness? Have you really ever got so hungry for God, so hungry to do the right thing, so hungry to be able to fulfill the plan and the commission of God? You see, our commission is to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And that's why that I take so much joy in being on the radio ministry, because it is a very special gift to be able to get on the radio and preach to the hundreds of people that will be listening. And people need to get hungry for salvation, need to get hungry for righteousness. They need to get hungry for the old-fashioned past. We need to be hungering and thirsting after the things of God. And in verse 5, he said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. I'm going to treat others the way that I want to be treated. The first sermon that I ever preached was in an old camp meeting. I was given the instructions by the pastor that I was to preach that Sunday morning. And then he turned to the congregation and he said to them, give me a text of scripture. And someone cried very loudly. It was heard above the crowd. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And he turned to me and said, Tommy, preach on that subject. And I want to say today that if I treat you kindly, then you will treat me kindly. If we show ourselves friendly, we shall have friends. I believe today that my radio ministry is a very personal radio ministry. I'm there with you right now in your living rooms. I'm with you in your automobiles. I'm with you in the convalescent homes. I want to be part of your suffering. I want to have that compassionate feeling. I want you to feel the compassion that I'm having, even though that we may be hundreds of miles away from each other. But through the sound of my voice and the personalization of my radio ministry, that I am there with you and I am treating you the way that I want you to treat me. I love you. I have compassion for you. I hurt for you. I suffer for you. I pray for you. And I want you to feel the same hurt and prayer and compassion for me. And then in verse 6, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You see, I've got to let my faith flow freely through this radio ministry. I must let my faith flow freely through the congregations of those that I preach to. I must let my faith be exercised. Not only talk about faith, but walk faith, talk faith, live faith, and then I can see faith. So blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. My faith tells me that one day I will step from this life to a life to come. I will only move from this body, because the Bible said to be absent from this body is to be present with God. One day my voice will lie silent. Oh, there will be tapes, there will be records that I'll leave behind. There will be sermons that I preach that will be left behind. And those sermons may go on to be preached. Oliver B. Green today, we still hear him. Though he be dead, he still speaketh. I've heard Ben Payton play his father, Harry Payton. And I love to go back in time and listen to the old preachers and the old patriarchs as they begin to proclaim the gospel message. And possibly my messages will live on and live on because my faith is strong. My faith that I'm living today will never cease to be. My faith will cause things to happen. People will be saved because of my preaching. People will be made happy because of my preaching. And I'm so glad that I've been allowed to touch somebody along the way. Because then my living has not been in vain. And you see also, he said, blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. I'm going to be the bridge builder. I'm going to build a bridge between heaven and between God. I'm going to build a bridge between earth and heaven. I'm going to tell you today that there is something to believe in. That something is Jesus Christ. First, we must believe in ourselves. We must believe that we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen us. No, within our own self we will fail. But through Christ, all things are possible to them to believe. And if God be for me, then who in this world can stand against me? You see, he defeated the devil at Calvary. He defeated him, he disgraced him, and he destroyed him at Calvary. Now I must live the life of faith. I must be the bridge builder. And you there, you need hope. You need peace. You need help, sir. And that bridge is already built. Jesus Christ has built the bridge from earth to eternity. And all you got to do now is to simply believe the message that has already been fulfilled. And then in the last verse, he said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You see, I can choose today either to be happy or to be sad. My life is programmed according to my faith. As is your faith, so be it unto you. Jesus turned to the little woman who had the blood issue for so many long years. And he said, who touched me? They said, many have thronged you. Many have touched you. But he said, no, someone touched me because I felt the virtue go out of me into them. I can see the picture of a little woman who had been downtrodden by life. Her life had not been the life that she wanted it to be. She was miserable. She was sick. She could not be the wife that she needed to be to the husband that she had. She could not go to the PTA meetings with her children. She could not go and watch them play basketball. She could not go and be involved because this woman is a sick woman. For so many years she'd been like this. But this day she made up her mind, I'm going to touch Jesus. And she said, if I could but touch him, I can be made whole. Sir, ma'am, I'm telling you today, you can be happy. You can be happy and have the happiness of God, have the peace and the joy of God. You see, once you touch the Prince of Peace and you make peace with God, then peace is forever, ever settled within your heart. I'm saying today by the voice of my voice and the Word of God that you can be happy because Jesus said you can be happy, and I'm just dumb enough to believe that God wants me to be happy anyway. And I'm going to choose this very moment. I'm not going to be sad any longer. My life pattern is going to change. I'm going to Him, the Creator of the universe and the Savior of my soul, and I'm going to say to Him, Master, make me ever with whole. And Jesus is going to return to you and say this, as is thy faith, so be it unto you. But then all of a sudden we come again a lot of buts and a lot of only ifs. But we want to bury the buts and bury the only ifs and simply believe God, because there is something we can believe in.